It's time for Crop Talk, local issues that area growers and producers are talking about. Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services and Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. And now, the Farm Doctor, John Williams.
Good morning. Today, my guest, Cardinal Ethanol, but shaking up things a little bit, Mr. Casey Bruns, Commodities Manager at Cardinal Ethanol. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining me. Appreciate you taking the time to comment on some stuff that's maybe happened this past week or in the past 2 weeks. I know there's a crop report that came out yesterday, and this thing's been up and down and all over the board. It still remains strong. Don't get me wrong, but I guess I'd kind of like to, you know, you're a new face and or a new voice, I guess, or maybe some new thoughts. Well, you know, why is all this going on, Casey?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, we started last year with looking like a 3 billion bushel carryout on the corn side, and it quickly shrank through the end of the summer and early fall as China came in here and part of their phase one was able to hide in or slip in and buy quite a bit of corn. And, you know, when we aren't usually a big exporter on corn, it became a huge scenario and pretty much just, I don't want to say drained, but really drained a lot of the extra stocks that we usually or we were originally projecting to have. You know, so that started the whole upward trend last year, end of last year. And, you know, since then, it's been a very supply and demand driven scenario. We went from that to Brazil's drought and dryness and cutting their crop and, you know, just taking the world supply further down with continued demand out of the Chinese market. Their stocks and corn, beans, everything was pretty much depleted. You know, we saw them pretty much lay low during the past few years until this point. And, you know, early last year, I still remember last spring, you would hear about these Chinese state auctions of selling 100% of their crop, you know, everything that they had in storage east auction. We knew about a while ago that about a third was food quality, a third feed quality, and a third was pretty much crap. So when they're selling all of their stuff, it just tells you the demand that they had coming.
Is the South America thing pretty much out of the picture, though, now?
It's not out of the picture. You know, earlier this week there was talk of freeze, some frost on the corn. The general perspective was you heard some guys talking about a lot. You know, I think the initial impact of frost on any crop is, you know, detrimental. But when you look at the grand scheme, there's several analysts saying it's not going to be a huge loss. Yeah, there's going to be some impact and some loss. But when you already look at quite a bit of loss on the drought side, that it's just not a ton more in terms of dropping their crop. But at the end of the day, they're not going to have much crop. We know that. So then everything was eyeing the U.S. And, you know, the Western Corn Belt got off to a great start. A lot more acres, which we found out yesterday. Not as much as the analysts expected. But when you look at the chart of or the graph of where the actual acres came from, you got a huge increase in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Three states that probably are the worst right now in terms of the drought. So all those new acres are now actually looking at a very low yield. So you factor that in yesterday with the stocks report of coming in a little lower than analysts also expected, which would in theory mean this is tighter carryout. We'll see that on the July WASDA report in a week or so, what they have to say in the overall carryout coming into next year. So we're just getting in basically into a huge crop and what we thought last year, which was a pretty big crop, don't get me wrong. And then, you know, looking into this year, it's going to be very, very snug. You know what, the last USDA report was showing like a 1-1 carryout. There's analysts looking into next year already looking at sub-1. And that's, in other words, sub-billion bushels, you know, and like 950 million bushels. You start getting into that tight, the stock to use is in the sixes, and a long time ago I was told if anything's under 10, it gets a little squirrely, and kind of what we've seen. So I just expect, you know, just a lot of volatility, both sides, down and up, going forward.
Well, I mean, I guess kind of gathering what you've been saying here, I guess there's even hope for, you know, price increase yet.
Yeah, that picture. But, you know, the thing is, high prices cure high prices. You know, at some point there's going to be a demand give. Something's going to back off, because when I look at the analysts that, you know, projecting a tight carry or tighter next year carry out, you know, they're pretty aggressive on the ethanol demand, the feed demand, export demand. Not saying they're wrong. It's just, you know, at some point prices do what prices do and pull back demand. So it's just one of those things that we don't know today. You know, 6 months from now, Brazil's going to have their next crop. You know, if they have good weather, you could still see pressure on the market then, as, you know, just the world starts having some more supply hit it. So,
do you think China will continue to import?
I struggle to see how they couldn't if they were that tight.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that's kind of been a surprise to everyone, I think.
So, yep.
And I didn't know if your thoughts was it would continue going into the year. That certainly would make a big difference, huge difference, I think.
Not being on the export market side, I have a hard time completely confirming that, but from my perspective and my opinion of their demand and how much their population's growing, I struggle to see them not be able to continue to import.
Do you think our stocks, our inventory in this country is critically low?
Well, that depends which part of the country you're talking about. They're actually, with the stock report yesterday that came out, you know, actually showed, compared to last year this time, Ohio had, you know, 16 million more bushels, Indiana's 18 million less than last year. So, you know, if you look at those, just these two states net, it's the same amount of bushels that this year, at this time this year, as we had last year. Now, when you go further west, you see a lot more diminished quantity out there. You see Iowa had 238 million less, Illinois had 80 million less, Minnesota had 186 million less than last year. So, yeah, in the east, we still feel comfortable. It's the west that seems to have the issue in terms of stocks. We are very close to pipeline scenario at a 1-1, and I would expect that to probably go to a 1-0. In other words, like a billion bushel carryout. That's my perspective, just looking at the stocks from last year. But like I said, if demand changes and, you know, our ethanol grind pace right now is above the USDA's, so that tells me that it could potentially be more usage or more demand on the ethanol side this year. But, you know, we still have a little bit of summer left. There's a lot of plants that don't have August coverage in the west, so I would expect that some of them would start to reduce their grind and possibly slow back down to where we do hit that number. Like right now we're above it, but it doesn't mean we couldn't pull back to where we're more in line with it.
Casey, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll field some more questions to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, this is Rusty Harmeyer. People have been turning to Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services for their farm management and real estate needs for over 90 years. All kinds of people: farm owners, investors, tenants, bankers, lenders, attorneys, accountants, in fact, anyone involved with a farm in any way. We have provided services from the occasional consultation to complete farm management and real estate brokerage to thousands of clients throughout the Midwest. Visit our website, halderman.com, where you can view current listings, take a virtual tour of our properties, check out dates for our upcoming auctions, or look up past sale results. If you have a farm-related issue, Halderman can help. Contact Chris or Lauren Peacock, Craig Springmeyer, or myself, Rusty Harmeyer, at halderman.com.
Back now with Casey Bruns, a commodities manager at Cardinal Ethanol. And Casey, I expect all the growers you're working with up in that area are pretty optimistic at this point, and I'm sure you're getting some of that feedback.
I think our area of the country, I don't want to say it's a garden spot, but the Eastern Corn Belt is definitely the better spot to be in. I'm not saying there's not other good areas like Western Kentucky or some of them. Areas that usually are pretty good, but I think our farmers are very blessed this year. You know, we've had good subsoil moisture going into the spring. We've had timely, decent rains. I know recently there's been some areas that probably have too much rain, and time will tell, but it seems like at the end of the year, every year, every time we have too much rain, it's always still, you know, a pretty decent crop. You know, I'd rather have too much rain than no rain.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Liz, we're here at the 4th of July already, and something we just touch on briefly here and there, and I know you guys don't have much involvement with combining of wheat. I don't know if you've seen any of that in your area. Has any wheat been combined at this point?
So in my drive, I actually have seen one field last night, and it was, I think, between North Star and Salina, Ohio. Other than that, I have not seen any wheat, and I think with this rain, you're probably put out a little bit longer.
Yes, absolutely. So the conditions of the crops maybe in your area, are you getting any feedback from growers? Are they worried? I mean, typically when we have this humidity, we have this heat and moisture, which we've been blessed in having all this, I guess, but that brings with it some diseases from time to time. So are you hearing anything about that in this early stage?
I have not. Now, forgive me, I'm not an agronomist by any means, but I think it's a little early for it. I guess the short answer is no. I haven't heard anything yet. If anybody does see anything, please let us know so we're aware of it. But so far right now, I haven't heard any concern.
The growers that you're working with, are typically this year, have they been, in your opinion, more aggressive in hedging the crop for next year? You know, are you getting more people, you know, a little more aggressively than they have been in years past, or pretty much still the same?
Well, that's a loaded question. And I say that because last year I think everyone knew in the summer everything looked good. We were looking at 3 billion bushels of carryout. Everyone started being more aggressive then. And then when the prices always turn around, I think some marketing plans get pushed to the side as they remember, it's always better to wait. And I think that's what we're kind of starting to see this year. You know, we haven't seen a whole lot of sales. We have seen some. You know, I talked to guys that a while back we did a 6/25 January special, I believe. Of course, we were far from that before yesterday report. But, you know, they said if we get back up to there, I would, you know, do a lot more or do some period. And then what you usually see is once we get back there, it's like, oh, no, everything's bullish. Everything's, you know, looking to get higher and higher. And, you know, at some point, everything's always get, you know, everyone wants the top, but there's always a give. There's always a point where everything breaks and gets pushed down. And sometimes the funds like to do that when things don't make sense, you know, which we've kind of seen. We've seen this fund pressure. If you look at the chart, the funds, it's actually a downward, just sideways and down, excuse me, downward to the right as they keep liquidating their position. So we've seen a lot of that lately, the pressure where guys don't want to sell. And now that we're back up to where we prices that we were probably first part of June, back into May, we should start seeing some more guys put some positions on or some of their contracts on. I think today, if I was in their shoes, I would look at potentially starting to lock in prices. At these prices, everyone's making money. I don't want to say everyone, but you can make money at these levels. So it's, you know, as a good marketing plan, I think it's time to at least start considering it.
Absolutely. I agree. You think most bins on farms are empty right now?
We know a lot that usually move bushels in the summer that moved them earlier this year. A lot of the market has been telling you to move nearby. You know, both beans and corn have been inverted for most of 2021, where you would get a better price selling today than you would next week, per se. That doesn't mean the cash futures wouldn't rally up, but just how the bid structure was. Everything was telling you that, hey, if you're looking at selling today's, is it, you know, sell it for today delivery, not for next month. So that's been a lot of the drive in keeping the market efficient, keeping the bushels on the table. But yeah, there's a lot of empty bins, and there's bins that are still out there pretty full. I would say there's probably, according to the stocks report, it looks like it's about even, you know, just as many bushels full in the bins as we had last year. But sometimes it feels like that, and some days we can call around and it seems like everyone's sold. So it's a flip of a coin.
Hey, Casey, appreciate the comments you've given today. appreciate Cardinal Ethanol and look forward to doing this with you again down the road here in a month or so. So thanks for your time.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, keep healthy and keep safe. So long, everyone.
Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management and by Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. Thanks for listening, and join us next Sunday morning immediately after Community Caravan for Crop Talk with the Farm Doctor, John Williams. From the station proud to support our area growers and producers, Kix 96.